Hilariously Melbourne. When Fifi, Feb and Nick grab their morning coffee, they're grabbing the Australiano from McCafe. A latte with a unique taste of wattle seed, chai and McCafe's best ever blend for an unmistakably Aussie taste.
Now, Fiona, I've known you for now for 7 years, and you're not much of a party animal. Well, I come from a background where we love to go out, have a drink. I'm known as a party boy. Now, you've been telling me over these 7 years that previous to having kids, you were a little party animal. I was loose. I used to do this. Went to Hawaii. I was the party. Everyone come to me. I was so much fun. And over the last couple of Fridays when we've been going out for the burbs, breakfast in the burbs, Lynbrook, we went to
Croydon
went off, and then obviously Craigieburn on the weekend. I have seen a little side of you that I've never seen before.
I don't want to stop dancing. Who's in? Come on. Let's keep going. Highlands Hotel, we go right through. Seriously, Craigieburn, let's do this.
I'm going to hold you to that one day.
Oh, you know what? I will do it.
I'm going to hold you to that one
day. I want to go right through.
Yeah, I'm going to hold you to that. Put those words down, please. Thank you. Little party animal.
See, up there. Yeah, but any parents, once I had kids, it was over. And that was that 9 years ago. Yeah. And it's true. And going to Brekkie in the Burbs and being out there with everybody. I mean, Craigieburn, Croydon, every venue we've been to.
I just wanted
to party with those people all day. But see, I think it is pent up. I haven't been out.
Yes.
I haven't slept through a night. Like, it's been, it's been wonderful being a parent, but you lose that side.
And I don't believe these stories.
They are true. And last year, in fact, you tried to surprise me last year.
I did.
As we headed into a lockdown, we were going to do Boxy's big night out.
Which I was looking forward to.
It was my first night out. You and I, Nick, we'd never been out on the town together. We were taking listeners. We're all going to go to the Gold Coast, and we were going to have a whole night together where we had to stay up, party through the night, and then stay on air at 6 a.m. the next morning.
And Nick and I were like, got to do that again.
Yeah.
And you're like, what do you mean? And we're like, oh, don't worry.
Well, then we went into lockdown and it never happened. But I did mention it. So we were there with hundreds of people on Friday morning at Craigieburn at the Highlands Hotel. We did mention Boxy's big night, and it did get quite a good reaction.
So, as you know, Boxy's big night out got cancelled last year, which was a shame. Because of lockdown. But Craigieburn, I feel like I've got it in me. I reckon I've got a big night out. Is anyone up for it to do a Boxy's big night out?
Jeez, they wanted it, didn't they?
Geez. Well, guess what, Melbourne? It's happening!
Woo! I was fun. I was party fun fee.
It's time for Boxy's big night out. All night. She'll go from the club straight to the show. The biggest party of her life. On the Gold Coast. It's Boxy's big night out.
Where are we going?
We're going to the Goldies.
Oh, yes.
We're doing it. Melbourne, we're taking you
Let's
with
go.
Us. Anyone out there who wants to come, Boxy's big night out, we are going. And when we say going, you have got to come with your party shoes. You've got to commit to the night out.
There's no way you'll make
it through. We're going. We'll go from free dinner drinks at about 6. And Melbourne, you want to be part of this, you've got to come right through and join
hours.
Us for the show at 6 a.m. the next one. 12 hours. And we go to different venues. You've got to keep me awake, guys. You've got to keep
me
awake.
Right,
it'll be my first
awake.
Night without kids.
Got to believe in yourself, Boxy. That's all it takes. Go get them attitude.
Start, go hard early.
No. Pace yourself. I haven't done this for a while.
Said no one ever.
131060, we are taking you. Come on the trip with
Melbourne?
Us.
Yes.
Call now if you want to come along, because let's just see how many people are interested in doing this.
Meltdown. Oh,
Boxy's big night, all thanks to Underworks. It is back. I'll tell you what, we're taking our street parties, breaking the burbs to a whole new level right now. 131060.
Just breaking another state.
Yeah, literally.
That's lunch,
let's
dinner.
Let's grab someone now.
Oh, bang.
Who's the? Hello? Is that Karen?
Yeah, it is. How are you going?
Good, Kazza. Karen. Kazza, are you a bit like me? You're up for a big night?
Hell yeah.
Yay, Karen.
You're not going to whinge though, are you, Kazza?
No.
I need, you know, I need wing women. I need wing men. I need people to keep me up, to keep me going.
Oh, no, definitely. I'm a good wing woman.
Okay, well, Karen, stand by. We're going to reveal how you can win tickets to this trip. Oh, actually, Leon, did you have something to say?
Put it on the standby list. So you can be in the running.
Okay, Karen, you're straight on the standby list. You could be coming on Foxy's Big Night Out.
Oh, that would be so funny.
How good's this?
So funny, Craigie Burn.
Oh, it was so fun in Craigie Burn.
It was so fun.
Congratulations,
Foxy, you're a bit of a loose unit at these things, but the problem is it only goes for 3 hours. And I don't know what you do when you get home, like if you just have a little chill out.
I'll pass out. I'll go straight to sleep.
Mate, I don't think I've been more excited about anything on this show.
No, either have I.
Oh, wow.
And this
Goldie.
Is and never
it's finally
forget,
happening.
It got delayed a year, so we've had a year of getting excited.
Well, I've had a year to prep. I'm ready to go.
I've been prepping.
Have you prepped?
No.
Oh, no.
If you want to come along with us to the Gold Coast for Boxy's Big Night, all thanks to Unworks. After 9 o'clock with Tim Lee, you're listening out for Boxy's Bangers right across the day.
Oh,
this morning.
She really embedded herself, hasn't she?
Return of the
Bangers playing
Return
in a different
of the
time.
Mac. That's Boxy's Banger you're listening out for today. When you hear it, 13:10:60, we'll chuck you on
What's
the
standby. What's your go-to banger? What's our first song at
on
6
the
o'clock?
Night? I was going to say CNC Music Factory, but let's work up to that.
You got to work.
Maybe Crystal Waters, 100% pure love.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Also, you don't get to walk into a Gold Coast nightclub with a CD and go put this on where?
Mate, she'll just go straight. I want her to go straight up to the DJ and request. That's my, I can't
oh,
wait
we're
for
doing
this.
That. Oh, 100%. I'm one of those annoying
You're gonna be
girls.
A pest.
Can I hear this now?
101.9 The Fox.
So I'm a sleep-deprived mum who hasn't been out for about 8 years. Haven't had a night out with my mates and haven't had a night out with you two, you three boys, Josiah included, Fev, Nick.
Well, even my, when we went to Bali for Fev's Bali Bucks.
Yes.
Like, we all went straight through. Boxy was
I went straight home to bed
straight
at 7:30.
In Bali.
So, we
I didn't
planned,
even know it was possible.
We planned this, like, well, you planned this for me last year.
Last year.
Boxy's big night out on the Gold Coast. Because of lockdown, it got cancelled. Well, guess what, Melbourne? It's back and you're coming.
I was fun. I was party fun fee.
It's time for Boxy's big night out. Go from the club straight to the show. The biggest party I've had on the Gold Coast. It's Boxy's Big Night Out.
It is. And our good friends at Underworks, they've jumped on board.
Underworks.
They've said, Fifi, Fev, Nick, we want to get involved. Don't get cold feet this winter with Australia's best range of winter socks from Underworks. They're available to all major retailers. Underworks, the number one to Down Under for socks. I tell you what, they will keep our feet going on the GC.
Don't they?
I'll be wearing my Underworks socks on the nightclubs.
On the nightclubs?
On the, in them.
Cocktails and Dreams.
Cocktails and Dreams.
Is that even still open?
Benson's.
Hooters?
All of them. We're going to do them all that night.
Mate, I love that. Cab Ave. That's my
yes.
spot. That's where I got the nickname, the Croc.
Cavill
we
Avenue.
We should reenact that.
We're coming. Whoa. Now, this is how you can get involved. Anyone can come with us. All across the workday, we'll be putting people on the standby list. You can call in now, right now, if you want to go on the standby list. Caitlin in Craigieburn, do you want to come to Boxy's Big Night?
Yes, please. I can't wait. I love the show, guys.
You got kids?
I love a night out. I've got 4-year-old twins, so I am more than ready.
Oh, you need this, Caitlin. We need to put you on the standby list.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Well, hopefully you're coming with us, Caitlin. Hayden from Gisborne. Hi, Haydo.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Haydo.
Beautiful part of the world, Gisborne.
Yes, are you interested in a big night, like going right through till 6 a.m. and coming on the show with us the next morning?
Fifi, I'm more desperate than you. I've just had my fifth kid, so I need to get out.
What about your wife?
No, she can stay home with the kids. I'm coming.
Okay, Hayden, you are on that standby list. Good luck. Hopefully we get to take you with us.
Some would say the hardest part about childbirth is having to watch someone go through it.
Yeah.
You know, so he probably does need a break, poor Hayden. Let's bring him out.
Stevie in Melton. Hey, Stevie.
Hey, guys.
Steve.
I was just wondering, we won tickets last year. Are we still able to come this year?
Oh, Stevie,
mate,
you
coming,
are coming.
Bro.
You've already got your tickets.
Yes.
Actually, that's a great point, Stevie. Anyone who won tickets last year when the event got cancelled because of lockdown, you're automatically coming with us to the Gold Coast for Boxy's Big Night Out.
How good.
Oh, thank God. Yes, my best friend needs it.
Stevie, were you just thinking, it's just not going to happen, like, we're not going to go?
Yeah, we're like, oh, we hadn't heard anything. We're like, oh, my God. Nothing's going to happen.
No, nah, it's back.
And now we're going.
We haven't forgotten you.
Boy.
You're coming with us, Stevie. So you're not even on the standby list. You're straight through. We'll see you there.
Yeah, snorkels for you, Fee.
Ooh. Oh, that's right. I remember this now, Stevie.
Do you know what a snorkel is?
I think Stevie told me about it last year. What is it again?
So you stick like a straw in your drink, like a breezer or something.
Responsibly.
And you fold it down and then you've got to knock it down in what. But obviously drink responsibly. But we'll do a few of those throughout the night.
Okay.
It's a good way to start because then you get real loose.
Just want to dance. I just want to dance.
1019, The Fox.
Hey, how good is this? Because we love McDonald's. And we, in fact,
Mate.
Well, no, I did. I Uber Eats my McDonald's on Saturday night. Yeah. The girls had their nuggets and chips.
Uber Eats on Friday afternoon, I reckon, Macca's for the kids.
This is interesting, though. You know how you go through the drive-thru and you speak to the voice. You know, it's a brown box. It's such an old school brown box too. And I never know exactly where I'm supposed to speak, but I just yell it out and it gets heard and I love it. But someone, a Macca's employee has revealed that they can hear everything.
Assume that.
Do you? See, I assume when you're, particularly if you're waiting a minute or so and I'm talking to the kids or we're having an Encanto sing along, which we tend to do, we're singing in the car. I just assume no one can hear that. And then the minute they say, hi, welcome, can we take your order? Then I go, oh, now we're on. And then
I just assume as soon as you're near that thing, they're listening in.
Really? Well, they are. They are. Oh, because you work there, Fev.
Yeah, I used to work there. So you hear everything.
So that mic is just always on. Live.
Yeah, because the guy's got the headset on or the earpiece in and he can hear everything. Because obviously, like sometimes they've got two drive-thrus.
Yes.
So they go one for one, so you can hear the order, so you can hear the other people talking. And then when the person goes up to the drive to pay the money, he's usually the guy that talks to you or the female that talks to you.
Yeah, I hear him talking to the next car.
Yeah, so then you can hear him talking, so he can hear everything that's going on while he's paying for the thing.
Because I imagine there would be times where they say, hang on, can you just wait there? And the person in the car probably says, yeah, I can do that. And then they turn to their partner and go, how dare they?
I remember we were like 21 or 22. We're going through the drive-thru and this chick was on the thing and she sounded hot at. So we played a game with the boys. Oh, we're like, hot or not? And we all went hot. And when we got to the drive-thru, she goes, so what
am I?
What
hot
am I? And we went, hot.
Yeah. See,
and this is after you worked at Macca's and knew the thing worked the whole time.
Yeah. But as you're driving off, they can still, I don't know, that thing's amazing. Because they get a lot of, like, because you could say, as you're driving off, they can still hear. So you can hear everything.
131060, have you ever worked at Macca's? What have you heard in the drive-thru?
Oh, yeah.
But even more than that, at call centres, because I've worked in a call centre, and sometimes when you put someone on hold, you can hear, or you can be back and they don't know you're back and you can overhear what's happening.
Mm.
What have you overheard at work? Like, have you heard things being said through the phone? Maybe even there's other examples where you can hear things that people don't know you can hear. I just love this idea of sort of, it's eavesdropping Mrs. at work, isn't it?
Remember when I thought it was ears?
Yeah, ears dropping. Yeah. That's cute.
Well, we did this thing, Nick. And I'm like, because it is your ears.
It's
stupid. It should be your ears. But you told me it was someone hanging off a roof or something.
No, back in the oldie days, like hundreds of years ago, you would stand under the eave of the house and you could hear inside what was happening. So they
blew my mind too, man. It just should just be changed.
House has an eave?
I didn't. I still don't even know what that means.
Like the roof bit that keeps going.
Yeah.
You stand under the eave and you can listen to what's happening inside.
Should still be ears dropping because your ears there.
Okay.
131060 is our number.
What have you heard or overheard at work?
Give us
ears
a buzz.
Dropping.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
We were just talking about the McDonald's drive-thru. A former worker has said they can hear everything. So you just think you're sitting there and that they'll. Do you know what I thought? I'm not dumb enough to think that the mic's not on. I just think they're busy. So I don't think they're standing there listening to me, but they can hear things.
Do you know how many idiots drive through and be like, oh, can I get a Zinger burger? Like, mate.
Really? Oh, because it's the wrong place. Yeah,
they think it's funny.
Oh,
can I get a Whopper? Oh, man. What do you want? Like, I'm not playing those games, bro. It's disgusting.
131060, what have you heard or overheard at work, whether that's through call centre phones or when people think that you're not listening? What have you heard? Catherine in Epping. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, how are you?
Great, Catherine. Have you overheard something at your work?
Yeah, I work as a domestic house cleaner, and I was told that the husband was sick on the day I was there and reassured that he didn't have COVID, seeing as I had it a month before and I'm, like, terrified of getting it again. And the week later I went to the house and I was cleaning and he was on the phone to his colleagues and talking very loudly and saying that he had COVID and how sick he was.
Oh. And they told you he didn't?
Yeah, and they never notified me after that day either that he tested positive.
Oh, Gavin.
That is awful.
That is. Did you get it again?
No, I didn't, but thank God. But it's just the only thing is I work for other people too.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Like if they have babies or elderly parents or anything, like I just felt bad because like obviously they should have let me know.
Yeah.
So selfish, isn't it? Oh, Catherine, that's a shame. Do you still have to work for them?
Yeah, they're actually really nice people, but yeah, like the husband's not normally there. So it was just a bit of a like, kind of like a betrayal type thing because I thought that we were closer than that.
So yeah, I bet. And you are. Yeah, it's an intimate relationship. And when you're in someone's house, see, that's people can't keep up with their lies.
Mm.
Like you can't lie in your own house. Yeah. You're going to get busted.
When she said betrayal there, it gave me real Days of Our Lives vibes. Just slow zoom in on him in the office as he's talking about COVID.
If someone pocket dials you, are you a hanger-upper or do you listen for
a
bit?
I've changed. I used to listen used to love it. You pocket dialed me before on a walk and I can hear the swish, swish, swish. And I'm going to hear bits of the...
I wasn't walking.
Okay.
Oh.
Thank you, Catherine. Stephanie in Caroline Springs. Hey, Steph.
Hi.
Steph, what have you overheard when you've been working?
Yeah, so when I was 15, I worked at Hungry Jack's, and I heard a woman, and I assume her husband, they were ordering, and before they order, I could hear coins, and the woman said, oh, I don't think we can afford it. And so I could still hear coins, and they ordered about 5 meals, and they ordered like happy meal, oh, kids meals.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got to the window, because Hungry Jack's does the pay and the order at the same window, I gave them the meal for free.
Steph, you're so lovely. Oh, that's lovely.
They were probably talking about going on holiday or something at a later date. She's just said, we can't afford it.
Kids are like, can we go to Queensland? Can't afford it. Oh, look at that. Now we can.
Did they know, Steph, that you'd done that?
Did I go Hungry Jack's? Sorry.
Did they know that you'd given it to them for free?
Yeah. They were a bit shocked. You know, when people get stuff for free, they were like, oh, like they didn't know what to say. And I was just like, go, because I don't want to get in trouble.
Oh, that's so good nice. Good not human, Steph.
And now I know what to do in the drive-thru today. Sorry, Charlie, we're destitute, buddy. Hi, can I please place an order?
Charlie would be like, is that smart still, Dad? You work on the radio now.
Sarah in Ringwood.
There's lots of gigs, Daddy.
Hey, Sarah.
Sarah, yes, hello.
Yes, hi. Hello. Sarah, what have you overheard at work?
I actually used to do the live chat on our work website, and I can actually see what people are typing before they press send.
Lots of
times I've been abused, and then they realise, oh, okay, I won't actually send that, so I can see it, and then they'll delete it, and then they'll write their actual message and press send.
Oh.
Sarah, you've just blown my mind, though. Hang on, if you're writing in live message... I thought until you press send, no one can see what you're writing.
No, we can see everything you're saying. I don't know if it's the same everywhere.
Oh, but that's mind-blowing. That's a game changer.
Yeah. Wow. As soon as I got that job and I realised that happened, I instantly had a few regrets in my life. But
they should get that for text messages.
No.
Actually, we should all... take note of that, because often you do live. Most businesses now, I'm finding at the moment, I can't call a business if I've got an issue. I have to get involved in some live chat.
Yeah,
and
I'm lucky I can't
spell. Now conscious of that, because I will start writing and go, oh, hang on, no, that didn't sound right. Hey.
But if you're in a live chat, why do you need to write? Can't you just talk?
No. Live chat, the text chat.
Oh, so I would never be in that. I can't spell. I would never be in any of that.
You might be forced to. I'm serious. I found recently
just
I was
Zoom.
Trying to.
Sometimes they're better and it's quicker than calling up.
Yeah.
Nah, you know, you know, when something's going on and you're like, oh, I need help.
Yeah.
Mate, I can't write. I'm hopeless.
So you just never get help.
I'll wait on the phone.
Oh, okay.
I can't talk.
Often don't have phone numbers anymore either.
Yeah. We'll just email.
Bianca in Craigieburn. Hi, Bianca.
Hi.
Bianca, what have you overheard at work?
So I used to work as a cashier at McDonald's, and when they came up to the window to pay, I heard the parents say, we're getting a divorce to their child.
No.
Yep.
What a strange... See, I find that all bizarre because I find drive-through stressful. Like, I just need to focus on the order, need to figure out who's getting large chips, who's getting medium chips. I can't... Who's breaking the news about a divorce to their child?
It seems like they were spoiling their kid, though, because they had about $110 worth of food.
Whoa! Mate, the husband ordered a fillet of fish and the missus said, I can't marry you. I got a divorce. Who's ordering a fillet of fish?
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Well, I think whether we want to admit it or not, most people, and it's not your fault, okay, I want to make this really clear, but most people are addicted to their smartphones.
Oh, yeah.
But don't feel bad about that, because I think we beat ourselves up, and I know I beat myself up, particularly as a parent, mm-hmm. when I need to be on my phone to do something, but the kids are around, and then, mummy, hang on, I just need to do this. Mm. But they have done that to us. Everything about your smartphone has been designed to make you addicted.
Everything's
all come
on
out. All that intel has come out.
A book I read called Stolen Focus, which is all about this, and the guy who wrote it said the same thing. Don't feel bad, because there's 200 of the smartest people in the world on the other side of the phone designing a thing to keep you looking at it.
Mm.
It's like, all right, keep looking at it.
It's hard not to, though. Even on the weekend, like at the footy, like with the tickets, you got to add them into your wallet because they email you the tickets. Everything's just on your phone. You pay for something on your phone. Like, you don't need a wallet. You don't need anything.
But it's the everything's shame on your for phone. Me is the sitting still. No one can sit still anymore. If you're at the doctor's office and you're in the waiting room, you can't just sit there and think
I'm Googling what I think I've got.
So here we go. I think, and we often talk about smartphone detoxing, and it's all very well to say it, but it's very hard to implement it in your life. So
have you ever done it?
I've attempted.
How far did you get?
Well, I can go a week or two where I put my phone down when I walk in the house and then I'll pick it up again at bedtime. Yeah. And that's when you're all yelling at me. You didn't get back to my text. You didn't get back.
I've done a month off social media a couple of times.
Yeah. Before. I did 40 days when I was in the jungle. But that, mate, I missed it early and I had no contact with any family, anything. So I had no idea what was going on in the world. But then after a while, I forgot about my phone. I just didn't even...
I thought you were going to say forgot about my family. That's so funny.
I nearly forgot about them as well. You know how good I felt?
Yes.
It was amazing. My brain was getting filled with things that it should be getting filled with.
I did. Actually, Saturday, I spent the whole afternoon at the park without my phone with the girls, and I had the best afternoon. Yeah. If you actually engage back with life...
How can you do it, though?
Well, here's some tips. Here we go. 10 tips. Now, one, and this is a good one, reduce notifications.
I don't get any of them, so that's good.
So you turn off. So if you get a text or a WhatsApp or news, turn all those off. Set time limits.
No, that's a bad one.
I paid for an app. It was like $6 for a thing that you could limit every app, blah, blah, blah. $6 for the pro one. Just annoyed me. I deleted it.
Do you know why that can't work?
I win app.
Because I've got a 3-year-old and she doesn't have a... When she needs the phone, you give it to her.
Right. Okay. Yeah. What about this one? This is an interesting one. Set your screen to grayscale. So then everything's gray. It just takes away the allure because that's part of what they're manipulating our brains because of the lights, the colors, if you allure. Make it gray, suddenly Instagram, it's a bit boring and you might just put it down. I don't mind that one.
But Melbourne's gray today.
I'm
looking out the window.
Make your phone harder to unlock.
Nah.
Ridiculous.
It's your
imagine
face.
You're an emergency phone call.
Bang. Yeah. Something happens. That's a silly one.
Okay, that one. Hey,
Luch, I took the potato peeler to my fingertips. I can't get in now.
Well, you're out at 2 in the morning. Your missus is ringing. I can't answer it. It's not taking my face. Oh, that's actually could be a good one.
Not for that instance. Hide your social media apps.
What?
I love the idea of hide things from yourself. Nah. You know where you put them.
That's a problem.
I must say, though, occasionally I delete an app off my phone and then the apps are just off a little bit in the grid and your thumb will just automatically click. I'm like, I'm not trying to get into the Telstra app. What's this? But your thumb, you're just automatically clicking on the same part of the screen you'd click on, but the apps have shifted because there's one missing from earlier or you put one in and it's nudged them all out.
Are you guys a grouper? Like, do you group your apps?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I'm a grouper.
Mm.
So I can't do that because I've got all my sport in one section, like all like KO, all my sport apps. I've got Uber Eats and
Why don't you hide it? You could hide Uber Eats in like your...
My tummy's not going to... My tummy knows when I'm hungry.
One or your...
Should be in finance.
Should be in finance. All the betting apps are in the same one. I've got like Candy Crush and all that in the same one. So I could never hide any because I know they're there.
Okay, well, one of the other tips, and the more I'm reading these,
it's like trying to hide chips in a cupboard. You know they're there.
This is ridiculous.
This list is boring. I'm going to look at my phone.
No!
Already am. 101.9
The Fox. Office banter. A lot of offices have it. A lot of it's fun. Sometimes it's not fun. Mm. Here's a case where it's actually a police officer, has sued for office banter. They've sued the police force because
sounds like fun.
Office yeah. banter. And one.
Does he not have a gun on him?
$1,000.
Sort that banner out, quick sticks.
So this cop sued because now, in his defence, and I am going to defend him, his dad of four, he had to change his shift patterns to suit his children's needs, yeah. which is fine.
Yeah.
But he got himself the nickname 9 to 5. And Dolly, they were calling him Dolly Parton.
Right.
Some officers printed out A4 sized photos of Dolly Parton's face,
right.
put them
banter.
All over his computer
Funny.
And his desk.
Awesome.
This bloke's got no balls.
So he's still getting to do what he wanted.
Yeah. They're just calling
Where
Dolly
all the
Parton.
Other cops are doing shift work. I've got a few mates that are cops. They do crazy
what
hours, crazy
sook,
shift
man.
Work. He gets what he wants, but can't cop the nickname.
Yes.
Nah.
If he doesn't get sacked, did he get sacked? Surely they got rid of him. We'll pass him on.
He has applied for a transfer.
Yeah, good. And then I hope when he goes to the next place, they still call him Dolly Parton.
Can't somebody
That's
not
funny.
Like a nickname, though? Can't they just
no.
not like something?
Just to pre- you like, know what he should do?
You're a cop.
Take it on board, and then they'd stop doing it. Ha yeah, good. I like. And if he'd come in dressed as Dolly Parton, go, woo, I'm here.
Not everybody
then everyone
knows
would go,
that.
This is not funny anymore. Because he's actually embracing it.
Really?
Yes.
Because
my mates and the cops have told me the things have been called. Dolly Parton, easily the nicest out of any of the ones I've heard.
Mate, it'd be a great nickname. Dolly Parton's.
It does
Imagine
sound
if he came dressed in as a, in a, like a dress, a couple of big balloons.
God, everything and everyone, goes
everyone
footy show sketch.
Everyone
but what if
loved
that's not
it?
Your personality type? Like some people
well,
just
make it.
Don't. But no, like you just don't think it's funny. So if somebody says, I just don't find that funny.
Okay, you just keep doing it.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well,
Surely. It's
surely,
a nickname.
I don't
surely,
know. You're,
surely you're not that. You got to be. Surely
you're a cop.
You literally go out and you're saving people's lives, right? You're a copper.
Yes.
You're up there for all the citizens, doing the right thing. And if you can't walk into a workplace and someone go, hey, Dolly Parton, and you melt, man, you're in the wrong job, bro.
Yeah, that's not good.
Really?
You shouldn't be a cop.
Dolly
if the
Parton.
Nickname Dolly
well,
Parton
what about radio?
Makes
so here
radio's
radio.
Different. You're not protecting and serving citizens. You know
any
what I mean?
Nickname. It's Dolly nickname. Parton's not. That's not. That's not a bad nickname.
No, I quite like
it's
Dolly
not offensive.
Parton.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, though, he doesn't like the digs about why he's Dolly. He's Dolly
working
Parton
9 to 5.
Yeah.
That's what he requested.
Fun. Because Leon tells me we've got some audio here. And I don't know what it is, but it might be name calling here in the workplace. Should we assess?
Right.
Good.
Should we assess
it.
Where we stand with
Get
this one?
Get ready for a lot of fev.
Here it is,
Jimmy. We have a senior producer who stepped in for Leon. His name is
James Blake.
James Blake, and he's our resident nerd. He's a big nerd.
James, you are you're obviously a
resident
wonderful
nerd.
Producer of the show. What are you talking about?
Video games. You play video games. There's like four people. So people like James Blake, like little nerd, like nerdy people that are very smart. That can't play sport.
But
obviously.
How are you playing it? Tell me about how you have a team of people.
We got our executive producer Leon to go down there and go through the bin. Couldn't find anything, and then we got his little pet Bill to go down there. He's on work experience, and then he couldn't find it either. You know, smart man. He loves all things to do with nerd crap. now, Bill, are you a nerd?
Yeah, I'll copy.
There you go. So I'm not lying.
I just realized
he's a massive nerd.
I forgot how much I
offensive.
Enjoyed it when you called him our pet Bill.
Yeah,
because Leon's got his little pet, his little protege.
That was back when Viv didn't know his name was James. Bill. I just called him Bill.
And because we've got so many other James, that's why I call him Bill. Because there's three James.
What did you call Costa? Audio.
What's his name?
James.
No, but you called him. Was it Jim? Jack?
John.
You called him John at the start.
You called
a free
Leon
feed.
Owen.
When I first started, you called me Owen for at least 3 months.
You Owen. Well, John Costa, he could be called a seagull.
He is the seagull.
Because whenever there's food around, little pig.
101.9, The Fox.
This is a time of the show we often talk about things like this, and you will appreciate this, Fev, because you
Space
love
chat.
A story. Yes!
Let's go.
Space chat.
Was it last night with all those stars in a row, the train?
No, Leon was going to look at that. Yeah, some train was going. Yeah. What was it, Leon? A meteor train?
I didn't see
it. No, it was Starlink, which is the Elon Musk's like satellite train.
Did you see it?
Nah.
No, I went out too and I couldn't see it.
Nah,
I was so flat. The sky looked great.
Some people
said
they saw it. It was clear last night.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
How impressive he's got a satellite train.
Sick, isn't it?
It's actually pretty cool.
He's not.
Now, how's this? More than 60 school children claim they've witnessed a UFO land outside their school. This is one of the most compelling mass sightings of all time. And remember, one of the last ones was here in Glen Waverley. It's like back in the could have been 80s, 70s, 60s. A group of students at a Glen Waverley school all witnessed something that they believe was a UFO.
Is this now, we are in the age of drones? Could it just be a big drone?
Well, the interesting thing is it was actually two decades ago. I don't know why we're hearing about it now.
Guys, you remember with that at the school reunion? Did you see UFO that day? Yeah, I did. Why didn't we mention it?
Do you reckon they're real?
Dozens of kids a school in Zimbabwe believe that 18 years ago that there was an encounter happened that outside their school. There was mass hysteria. They were all like, that is definitely a UFO landing outside our school. It's all coming to light because there's a new documentary about it. That's why we're talking about it now.
Do you reckon they're real?
I certainly don't.
No? At all?
Here's the thing. I don't not believe that there could be things in space. I just believe in what is scientific fact. So the burden of proof is on you to show me evidence of a UFO, not on me to tell you. I can't. Yeah, you've got the burden of proof over there. That's your problem.
Yeah.
Do you believe in them?
I don't know. You lost me when you said no.
oh, really?
That was a really good, whatever you said was really smart. I felt like I was at school.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's not that I don't believe them, but I've not seen one.
Show me,
no one's seen one with a fact, with
the
proof.
People in Zimbabwe have.
No offense to these lovely people in Zimbabwe.
A lot of back America.
Wasn't there a Navy fighter pilot a couple of years ago? They said they saw something overtake their jets.
See, I love those stories, and I've seen strange things in the sky. I've lain in bed or been outside and gone, what is that sparkly thing that's just going really fast?
Well, shooting.
Think about it. You've got Elon Musk has star trains. Mm. All these billionaires might have, I don't know, they might be having parties up there. Who knows what they've got
up
there?
Great party. Mile High Club. Couldn't get in trouble up there. Could you?
Well, you wouldn't want to, really. Like, there's no gravity. There's not a lot of fun up there.
Are you joking? Imagine if you were up in having a party floating around. You'd be right off.
I don't think anything.
And then you'd land and you'd be like telling your mates and they'd be like, nah, that never happened.
I love, again, that's what you want to do in space. Just bouncing on the moon going, Schnooksy can't tell me off here.
Where were you? On the moon.
Hilariously Melbourne. We Aussies love our coffee and deserve a cup we can proudly call our own. Introducing the Australiano from McCafe, their best ever coffee plant with chai and native wattle seed. Coffee fit for an Aussie. 101.9.